Hello?
Hello? Hi,
hey,
Joe.
Jill. Yes.
Hey, you.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
Well, you too. Well, happy holidays as well. I was just trying to get in contact with you, but your phone number was off.
My phone number was off?
Yes. It was on voicemail.
I just tried to call. Oh. I don't know how that happened. I just tried to call your other number, and it said it wasn't accepting calls or something.
Yeah, because I have, switched my phone number.
Oh, okay. So, listen, I wanted to find out about the, did I pay for a third-party vendor to take care of my Visa and MasterCard and all that?
I have to check.
Yeah, that other guy that I talked to, because I'm trying to get this thing up and going,
well,
for the holidays, trying to make some money.
I suppose that you did, for PayPal, and it was, people can go ahead and pay through Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, and every other card as well, so it's already connected, I suppose.
Okay, so how does this work again now? Because they're not showing up on my website.
Can I have the name of the website again? What was that?
BuviaGift.com.
Okay. Let me check. Just give me a quick minute, all right?
Okay, all right.
So how are you? How's everything going on your end?
Everything is good. I'm just, constantly trying to put products on the store. But
and what was the
everything
password
is good.
For the store?
Oh, what is it? Hold on. Oh, no passes in here. Yeah, I'm supposed to have MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover.
Yes, it will all be working if you can just provide me with the password to enter the website, because it's asking me for the password.
So it's BuviaGift_123. I've changed it a lot.
Oh, it's coming up as incorrect. Buvia, B-E-A,
U-V-I-A. It's BuviaGift_123.
123.
Huh?
Yes, I'm in now. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. If I go ahead and buy anything off the website, let me just go ahead and click on the quick buy. All right. And
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and buy anything. I'm just checking on
the website.
Somebody,
if you want to click on.
Yes, I'm just checking.
Yeah, I think I don't have my glasses. Let me see. So I think if you click on quick buy.
It's asking me for the email and the password.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the store. I don't have my glasses on. Oh, let me get my glasses on. Okay, so let me see. Where is it? Okay, so if I was to click on quick buy, what the heck is happening?
It's asking me. It's asking for the email and the password. I'm gonna create an email. All right.
I have an email.
Do you have an email address that I can log in onto over your website?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. So if I click on Quick Pay. Quick Buy, it only says Buy with Shop Pay. And then when I click on
Give me a minute. If I go ahead and click on, Quick Buy, it's redirecting me over to having my logging on to my email address. And if I go ahead and go by that, but of course the website has been completed, but I'll have to check on the back end to go ahead and if you can just stay with me over the phone for like one quick minute so I can see if it's activated or not. All right, then I'll just go ahead and activate it for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, just give me a minute.
Okay. Why is this like this? Give me a gift. All right. I'm going to get in
Just stay with the phone for me, Jill, all right? I'm just checking on theme.
Okay. I don't know why it's not working.
All right, that's been taken care of for you, Jill.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying that is, that thing is being taken care of for you so people can go ahead and pay through card and everything about it. I think it was not active. It was integrated over to the website, but it was not active because we were not able to make any kind of contact with you to deploy the site and everything.
Okay, so...
Yes. Other than that, the website looks pretty good.
It looks good?
Yes, it does.
My cousin helped me. Actually, my cousin fixed it because I had my idea on how I wanted it to be.
Do you have my number as well? The extension over there as well?
Huh.
The email that you have set up onto the website, it has gifts@buvia-gifts.com.
I know, and I'm trying all my email addresses, and it's not working. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Because it's having a dash in it. It shouldn't be having a dash in it.
You mean between Buvia and Gifts?
Yes, it says gifts@buvia-gifts.com.
And what can it be?
Well, it needs to be removed. The dash needs to be removed.
So what is it? BuviaGift@BuviaGift.com?
Well, the password for your Shopify was Buvia. Get ready.
I'm looking for it now. The password for Shopify. It should be Startling hashtag Lily 3031. Capital S for Startling hashtag, capital L for Lily 3031. Because I have been stumped by this whole thing, not being able to get in. Connect. Don't log in. So let's quickly. Okay. Were you able to get in?
Yeah, they're signing in. I just gave them the password that you told me. The password for the back, and did you change it as well, L?
Oh. I'm sorry, Jill. Say that again.
Did you change the password for the back end as well, Jill? For the back end, so my developers can access the website? Or is it the same one?
It should be the same one. For the back end of my store?
Yeah, BuviaGifts_123.
it should be the best. It should be let me see. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. Oh man. Stuff is driving me crazy. I'll be glad when I get it going. The back end of my story. Let me see. It should be, here we go. Let's see what the password is. To get into the back of my store, I have,
yes.
Let me see if I can get in here.
Sure.
Okay. You will get that. Okay. So, yeah, the password is be grateful always. A capital B for B. A capital G for grateful. A capital A for always. Hashtag 3031.
33031.
3031, yeah.
Okay, be grateful. Hashtag 3031.
Be grateful always.